Chapter 1. A Question of Design. In the spring of 1912, one of the largest moving objects ever created by human beings left Southampton, England, and began gliding toward New York. It appeared to be the epitome of its industrial age, a potent representation of technology, prosperity, luxury, and progress. It weighed 66,000 tons. Its steel hull stretched the length of four city blocks. Each of its steam engines was the size of a townhouse, and it was headed for a disastrous encounter with the natural world. This vessel, of course, was the Titanic, a brute of a ship, seemingly impervious to the forces of the natural world. In the minds of the captain, the crew, and many of the passengers, nothing could sink it. One might say that the Titanic was not only a product of the Industrial Revolution, but remains an apt metaphor for the industrial infrastructure that revolution created. Like that famous ship, this infrastructure is powered by brutish and artificial sources of energy that are environmentally depleting. It pours waste into the water and smoke into the sky. It attempts to work by its own rules, which are contrary to those of nature. And although it may seem invincible, the fundamental flaws in its design presage tragedy and disaster. A Brief History of the Industrial Revolution. Imagine that you have been given the assignment of designing the Industrial Revolution, retrospectively. With respect to its negative consequences, the assignment would have to read something like this. Design a system of production that puts billions of pounds of toxic material into the air, water, and soil every year, produces some materials so dangerous they will require constant vigilance by future generations, results in gigantic amounts of waste, puts valuable materials in holes all over the planet where they can never be retrieved, requires thousands of complex regulations, not to keep people and natural systems safe, but rather to keep them from being poisoned too quickly. Measures productivity by how few people are working. Creates prosperity by digging up or cutting down natural resources and then burying or burning them. Erodes the diversity of species and cultural practices.